It's time for Taylor Talk, the number one Taylor Swift podcast brought to you by the fan site, taylorswift13.org.
Ho, ho, ho! Welcome to episode 44 of Taylor Talk, our special holiday edition. This is Santa,
Jellybean,
Holly,
and Mistletoe,
and Adam,
Maya,
Diane,
and Haley.
So in case you guys didn't notice, we have some special guests with us here. They're going to be popping in and out periodically, but we're still your hosts, so we're still here. Hi, everyone.
Hello.
Hey, guys. Merry Christmas and happy holidays. Whatever you celebrate. Are we not supposed to say that yet?
It's okay. That's politically correct. Happy holidays.
No one joined me. I was wishing everybody holiday cheer, and we're just quiet.
Well, happy holidays to everybody.
So, the holidays are a fun time, and the most fun is, well, I thought it was the most fun at least. Did you guys see that video that a Taylor Talk listener, Emily, sent us?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh my god. It was the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life. I was dying.
It completely made my day.
Perfect.
Oh yeah. So, we tweeted that today, in fact, on our recording day, which is, what's today? December 23rd. It's Belle's birthday. Happy birthday, Belle.
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
We miss you and love you and hope you're having lots of fun.
Emily sent us this lovely video where she put our faces on dancing elves. It was the funniest thing I've ever seen. We'll put that in the episode guide for you to watch. I thought it was funny. A couple days ago, you guys remember, we tweeted out and asked for ideas for the holiday episode, and we got a response. Yay! People respond to our tweets.
Yay!
We got an email that says, and I'd like to read it in its entirety because it made me giggle.
Go for it.
Dear Taylor Talk, I have an idea for your holiday episode. For I don't know how long, all the Taylor talking has been about the color red. The color for this is red. The color for that is red. There's red t-shirts at Walgreens, a red lipstick line. Let us take this very moment to recognize that red is only one of the two colors of Christmas. The other color, that maybe Taylor doesn't want us to know about, is of course green. Trees are green. The Grinch is green. Money is green, except the newer $10 bills, which are yellow, and the $5 bills that are purple, but I digress. Green apples are green, etc., etc. I propose that you dedicate your holiday Taylor time to discussing all the good things about the color green and restore balance to the force before the year or the world as we know it ends. Sincerely, Jolly Green Giant.
Oh, that's cute.
Okay.
It sounds like someone's a little jealous that their color is not being talked about.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the color green. No, I'm just kidding. We're not going to talk about green this episode. I just thought that was a funny email. Thanks for laughing, guys.
Oh, my goodness.
I thought it was silly. So, the last quick announcement before we get rolling. Next week is New Year's, so we will not, I repeat, not be recording an episode next week. We're going to take a winter break, which does leave you plenty of time to submit mini segments. But for now, Maya's going to give us the upcoming calendar.
All right, so on December 31st, Taylor is going to be the headliner for Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve with Ryan Seacrest, so make sure you tune in and watch that. Then on January 9th is the People's Choice Awards, and Taylor has three nominations, Favorite Female Artist, Favorite Country Artist, and Favorite Song for We Are Never Ever Getting Back Together. So I hope that you all voted, and let's all keep our fingers crossed and watch the show on the 9th. And then on the 13th, is going to be the Golden Globe Awards, and I know I'm really excited because Taylor and the Silver Wars are nominated for a Golden Globe for original song for Safe and Sound from The Hunger Games. And if you want to see a list of the nominations, you can head to goldenglobes.org, but make sure you tune in to NBC on the 13th and watch that.
Thanks for that, Maya.
Yeah.
All right, Diane, give us the news, please.
All right. Well, we don't have that much news to talk about because it seems like Taylor Swift is taking a well-deserved holiday break, but we do have some fun and adorable news for you. First of all, a video on YouTube of Taylor surfaced. She posted herself. It's her and her cat Meredith, and they are listening to the radio. And Taylor asked Meredith what song they're listening to, and Meredith meows, obviously, you know, speaking cat for I Knew You Were Trouble. It's a really cute video, so you guys should check that out in the episode guide. Second, Walmart released a holiday commercial that features a clip from Taylor's song Never Grow Up. It's really cute, and that video is also available in the episode guide. And finally, as a holiday gift from Taylor's team, they uploaded an acoustic performance of several Red songs from Taylor's web chat in August.
So, Maya, you were at that web chat. Can you tell us a little bit about what song she played and how that was, like, getting to hear those and keeping it secret forever and ever and ever?
Keeping it secret forever and ever was really, that was difficult because the songs were so good and I had, like, they were just bouncing around in my head for, like, 3 months and I couldn't tell anyone about them and it was difficult. But it was, yeah, it was this crazy thing where, like, she played that for us right after she had asked us over for dinner. So as you can imagine, we were all like an emotional wreck, like everyone in the room. And so she's like, she like leaves the room and then she comes back with a guitar and she's like, oh, I forgot. I wanted to play you some songs from the new album. Would that be okay? And we're all like, yeah. So, yeah.
Who would say no?
Yeah. So she played We're Never Ever Getting Back Together, and then she played Treacherous, and then she finished up with 22. And I don't know, we were all just in love. And it was so cool, I mean, because I was sitting on the floor. I was like a foot away from her, and I was just sitting there like dying. So I'm like, this is never going to happen to me again in my whole life. But I'm so glad that they posted the video so now everyone can see them, and I can watch the videos and like relive it and watch myself like freak out.
Can you see yourself?
Yeah, I was just gonna ask that.
I'm right in the front, sort of on the left. I have like this, my hair is like straight and I have bangs. There's a few shots where you can see me like singing along.
I gotta go watch the video again and look for Maya.
Yeah, you should.
That's exciting. Cool. That sounds like a fun experience. I'm really glad we got to see the video now finally though.
Yeah, me too. I've been waiting for that video to get uploaded for so long because I wanted everyone to see those performances because I remembered how awesome they were.
Aww. So,
yay. Happy holidays to everybody. Thanks,
Taylor's
team.
You're so kind, Maya. You want to share the video with the world.
I know. I'm just so gracious like that.
Christmas is now over for this year. What should we get Taylor next year? What should we bring her? Elves? Any thoughts?
Quilts. Quilts?
Quilts. She's always cold, so she needs more quilts.
That's true, and I know Taylor loves knitting.
Maybe if we get her a quilt with cats on it?
That'll
be good. Yeah.
I also know that Taylor Swift likes cupcakes.
We should get her...
Maybe we can make her 13 cupcakes.
I was just gonna say that. You took my idea. 13 cupcakes. With 13s on them.
Santa, what do you think we should get Taylor?
A One Direction calendar?
That's a good idea, Santa.
I think she might like that.
All right. Up next, our very special guests are going to bring us You Know You're Swiftie When and If Swiftie Ruled the World. So why don't you kick it off, Santa? You're the big guy in red.
Ho, ho, ho. Thanks, Adam. You know you're a Swiftie when your friend puts the following in your Christmas card. A new Swiftmas album with track listings, Snowdrops on My Guitar, Glove Story, 25 of December, Back to December, Furless, get it, like a fir tree? The Story of Chris Must, and Presents Open. Thank you to S. Jammy on Twitter for sending that in.
This one comes from Swift Agency 13, and they say, you know you're a Swiftie when almost everything on your Christmas list is from Taylor's store.
Okay, our next one is from Audra via email, and she said, you know you're a Swiftie when you can smell Wonderstruck on certain shirts when you put them on. That happens to me. I don't know about you guys.
It happens to my sweatshirts.
Well... I don't wear Wonderstruck. It's too feminine for Santa.
Of course you
do,
Santa.
Do you think Mrs. Claus wears
it? That's why Mrs. Claus has it.
Mrs. Claus has Wonderstruck and Wonderstruck Enchanted.
All right, the next one is a voicemail from Lauren.
Hey, it's Lauren, a.k.a. 13 Love Story 13. You know you're Swiftie when you wake up and find yourself in the middle of singing Starlight.
Next up, Abby emailed in and said... You know you're a Swiftie when You wanted a Suzuki Swift before you even discovered your idol coincidentally has the same last name. For those who don't know, a Suzuki Swift is a car.
Thank you, Santa, because I didn't know what that was. I don't know how to drive.
Well, I don't know if you can reach the pedals yet.
We're all too short.
Hey, Holly, I'll drive. Huh? I'll drive if you push the pedals.
Oh, that's a good idea.
And I'll look at the windshield. Make sure we don't hit anyone.
Well, be sure the three of you put on your Christmas list for next year that you want a Suzuki Swift.
The next one comes from Rifa via email, and they say, you know you're Swifty when Taylor Talk is in your contacts.
That's so nice.
So, Rifa, if Taylor Talk is in your contacts, why didn't you leave a voicemail?
You should call
us. Or a text message.
Or text us. We like text. Our next one is from Long Live Summer 13 on Taylor Connect, and they said, you know you're a Swifty when you make your dad sing Taylor songs on karaoke, and you're surprised when he knows every word to We Are Never Ever Getting Back Together.
The next one is from Alex, and it is a voicemail.
Hi, it's Alex. You know you're a Swifty when you listen to the Taylor Swift Holiday Album all year round, even when it's not actually Christmas, because it's just so good.
So good.
So good!
That's what I do, too! I love the Taylor Holiday Album.
Me, too!
Finally, the last one comes from at the Swift Style on Twitter, who says, if Swifties ruled the world, there would be red snow every Swiftmas. Ho, 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 ho.
Don't eat the green snow.
No. Or the yellow snow.
Especially not the yellow snow. Yucky.
Cool. Thanks for that. I love when Santa and the elves read mini segments.
They just make it so much more fun.
They do. Those elves are hilarious. They crack me up.
Yeah, they're pretty great. I like them. I'm a fan.
Santa actually wrote a poem for everybody. From what he tells me, he felt a little bit guilty that he couldn't necessarily get everybody everything on their Christmas list. So he wrote about a nice poem about some recommendations from the Taylor store. Should we let him read it?
I think so. We should hear what Santa has to say.
Go, Santa.
All right, Santa. Take it away, buddy.
'Twas the night before Swiftmas, and all wanted Taylor pajamas. No one could escape their awesomeness from Nashville to the Bahamas. Everyone would bake so well in a Taylor Swift apron set. If you enjoy baking caramel delight, this is the gift you should get. If you want to show someone you love a great deal of affection, don't miss out on the Taylor Swift Holiday Collection. This winter, every Swifty around the globe could benefit from a nice warm Taylor robe. Here I am, Swiftmas has now passed. Keep it alive with Taylor's holiday album. Listening will be a blast. I'll be back again next year, so don't shed a tear. For what I didn't bring you and so much more, just head over to the Taylor Swift store.
Oh, Santa, that was so good.
That was so beautiful, Santa.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I just want to make sure Swifties around the world can find what they want.
Now they know everything. They can just go to the Taylor Swift store and get everything their little Swifty hearts desire.
That was a lovely poem, Santa. I'm sure Taylor appreciates you sending everybody to her store for gifts that you couldn't deliver yourself.
Yeah, I'm sure she does. And just a note about the poem, Santa did talk about Taylor's holiday album, which is unfortunately sold out in the store right now, I believe. But I just found it yesterday at Target.
Yeah, I saw it at Target also.
And I think you can also get it on iTunes, can't you? iTunes or Target?
Okay, yeah, so it is in the iTunes store, I'm going to say the Taylor Swift store. So, speaking of that holiday collection, that was released a while ago. That was originally released in Target in 2007. So, I think now, 5 years later, it's probably due for an update. What do you guys think?
Yes.
I mean, I would love to hear that. I think Taylor's voice has grown so much since the album, and, like, I would love to hear her do some new holiday songs because I think she could do a really beautiful job on them.
So what does everyone think Taylor should do? What Christmas song should she cover for if she were to do another Christmas album?
I would love to hear her do Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas.
That's a good one.
That would be really pretty. Maybe like Baby It's Cold Outside, but I don't know who she would do it with.
Yeah, she would have to do a duet.
But if she could do a duet.
I was going to say Ed Sheeran.
With Ed Sheeran. Yes. No, that's...
Just use him for everything.
That's what I want for Christmas.
Yes. Speaking
you
of...
You want Ed Sheeran for Christmas?
No. Well, yes, but no, I want Taylor and Ed singing that song together for Christmas.
That would be cute. What I really would like to see is Taylor cover... All I Want for Christmas Is You, but like kind of like a slower acoustic romantic version.
That would be pretty. Like Michael Bublé's version.
Yes.
I love his version. Sorry, off topic.
Of which songs are?
All I Want for Christmas Is You.
Oh my gosh, thank you. Somebody needs to finally dethrone Mariah Carey's version because that plays on the radio every year for the last like 20 years.
That would be so cool. I would love that.
Like, I want to see Taylor do like a total pop version of that song like Mariah Carey did.
Or like... I feel like Taylor could maybe do, like, Grown Up Christmas List.
Yeah, I was going to say that. That would be perfect
for
her.
That one's pretty.
I'm not familiar with that one. How's that one go?
Well, you want me to sing it?
Yeah.
Oh, what is it?
Maya, you got on stage with Train and sang. Like, surely you can sing for us.
Now that you're asking me to sing it, I can't remember. Michael Bublé does it really well. Look up.
Why don't we look up lyrics?
Look up Michael Bublé's version of it at some point, and you will experience it. It's lovely.
Haley, what do you think? And I know you had some opinions on what you
I have a cu- felt she should I have a cover. Couple. So, I really want to hear Winter Wonderland.
That could be cute. Like a country version of that, maybe?
Yeah, yeah. Let It Snow.
Another classic.
And then, have you guys heard the song Tennessee Christmas?
I have not.
No, but I can see her doing something like that.
Like a country-ish Tennessee one.
Yeah, Vince Gill. No. I think Amy Grant, and the one I recently listened to was Amy Grant and Vince Gill. They did like a duet together. It's just a really pretty song, and I think she would really do a good job singing Tennessee Christmas.
That would be cool.
Well, I mean, going back a step to Winter Wonderland, do you guys remember last year Charlie Worsham and Liz Hewitt did a version of that together?
They did a great job, too.
Yeah,
that was
so
an awesome
cute.
Job, and that had a little countryness to it.
Yeah.
Their video
you know
for that
would
was
be
great
cool.
Too.
Like, it wouldn't be a cover, but like I loved how on her Christmas album she did some like original Christmas songs. And like I would love if she did more of those because I love both of the ones that she did for the album.
So more original ones?
Yeah.
I want her to do upbeat original ones though.
Christmas must be something more is upbeat-ish.
Yeah, Christmas Must Be Something More is upbeat, and then Christmas Is When Your Mind Is
it's
Very Slow.
It's a little sad, but really good,
though. I just want her to do something I can dance to. I can boogie.
Just like your elf, huh?
You're not supposed to boogie to Christmas carols, are you?
Well, there's Jingle Bell Rock. Really boogie too.
Yeah, Taylor should do Jingle Bell Rock.
Jingle Bell Rock.
That would be really cute. I would like that. All right, well, that's a lot of options for you, Taylor, if you listen to this, which I'm pretty sure you don't. But if you do, you should do that.
If you do, you should make another holiday album and take our suggestions.
Yeah.
I think Taylor should listen to Taylor Talk one day. That would make my life.
Oh, my God.
I would die happy.
I would just die. Honestly.
I just want her to giggle at everything you talk about.
I hope she giggles at what we talk about.
She'd be like, who are these psychotic people that just talk about me every week? They're crazy.
For cray cray for
Tay-Tay.
Yeah.
Cray cray for Tay-Tay. I missed that saying. We haven't used it in a while.
No, we just did.
Yes, we did. So carrying right along, this week's What Would Taylor Do actually was submitted last year. And I kept it all year round so we could use it this year.
Yay!
That was very thoughtful of you.
And what's really cool about it is it's someone who still currently submits for mini segments, so therefore we know they've been listening to the show for a long time, so I feel that they deserve for us to use their submission a year later. It comes from @Swift_lover on Twitter, who asks, what would Taylor do if the Grinch did steal Christmas?
She'd bake him a lot of cookies to try
I think if anyone could make the Grinch's heart grow, how many sizes was it? Four sizes?
Like four, yeah.
If anyone could make the Grinch's heart grow, it's Taylor Swift.
I mean, I also think, like, if the Grinch actually did steal Christmas, like, Taylor's so crafty. Like, she could just, like, make her own Christmas stuff. Like, who needs actual Christmas decorations?
Yeah,
she could just make her own.
Do you think she would take the role of, like, Taylor Claus?
Yeah, and just, like, run around Nashville and, like, giving people presents.
She could do that.
Whoa, ho, ho, where am I during all of this?
The Grinch stole you, Santa.
Yeah, the Grinch stole Christmas. You're not there anymore. Right? She'd be like Santa Swift. Taylor Claus? I'm not sure which one is better. I don't know, she just like loves Taylor Christmas Claus so much, I don't think she would let it get stolen.
How could she stop the Grinch from stealing Christmas, then, if
I don't
she
think
let
she
it
would
stolen?
Stop the Grinch, but I think she would, like,
let it. She
do
would
things to, like, she would still enjoy
happening
her Christmas, even if she didn't have her stuff.
I also think Taylor would write a song about the Grinch. That's how she deals with
that
everything.
Should go on her next holiday.
You're
album.
A mean one, Mr.
She should
Grinch.
Cover the Grinch song. She'll be all like, "You're a bad one, Mr. Grinch." How's it
going?
Yes, that's how it goes.
Okay.
Yeah. I think Taylor, even if Christmas did get stolen, I think she would find a way to have Christmas anyways. And bring Christmas to other people, too.
Bring in the Christmas cheer! Alright, so Swift lover, Swift underscore lover, thanks for sending that in a year ago. That was a good one. I like it. What if the Grinch did steal Christmas?
Yeah, I'm glad we finally got to use that.
Our final mini segment as our episode comes to the close. Comes to a close. Is what are Swifties listening to? I'm almost tempted to let Maya read this one because I know how much she loves this song.
What? I don't have a problem with this song.
Oh.
You think?
But I thought you did. I thought you didn't like it.
I'm fine with the song.
Okay. Well, anyway, the song that was submitted this week is As Long As You Love Me by Justin Bieber.
No,
as if Justin Bieber needs
a promotion.
The problem
that I had was when you both said that you liked this song and not I Knew You Were Trouble. That was the problem that I had.
Oh, no.
But
no,
I have no problem with this song on its own.
Okay, well, I'm glad we all like this song on this show.
Yeah.
Because I love it.
I do.
Well, if you're not familiar with it, go listen to it.
I really liked when he did that acoustic performance of it on, what was that, the AMAs or something? That was really
something
good.
Something like that.
As long as you la 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 la.
Oh my god. Adam, you're like kicking on my eardrums.
Adam,
love me.
Oh.
I think we need to go back to letting you only sing Jonas Brothers songs.
I think I'm deaf in one ear.
I can do Jonas Brothers.
Okay, let's save the demonstration. All right,
sorry.
Maybe.
So, As Long As You Love Me, Justin Bieber, that was submitted by Tierra, who texted us.
Yay!
Our first text
Yay!
Message submission!
Yay!
Yay!
Ooh, Tierra.
Everyone should text us. We really like text messages.
I just think it's the coolest thing.
If you text us, we'll probably use it on the show, because we'll be so excited about the text message.
Exactly. So, if you want to text us, or you can call and leave a voicemail, the phone number is area code 240-31-SWIFT. Or you can just leave a voicemail on the website. But Haley had her own What Are Swifties Listening To, so I'm going to let Haley talk for a minute.
The song I really want you guys to go listen to is called The Day After Christmas, and it's by Matthew West. And it's a perfect after Christmas song to listen to when you're taking down all your holiday direct decorations and just feeling sentimental that Christmas is over. You should listen to this song.
All right. Well, aww. I will definitely look that up.
We'll have to give it a listen, Haley.
Yeah.
So before we sign off for this episode and say goodbye to all of you, I just want to remind everyone that next week is going to be our Taylor Talk winter break, and there will not be an episode released next week. It's New Year's. We want you guys to have a happy New Year's. Watch Taylor on Dick Clark's Rockin' Christmas Eve thing.
New Year's Rockin'
Eve,
that.
Adam. What?
Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve.
Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve.
There you go.
Watch Taylor on it. And use this two-week window as an opportunity to send in lots of submissions
lots
for the mini-segments. We've got... What?
I said lots and lots and lots.
Lots and lots and lots. We've got If Swifties Rule the World / You Know You're Swifty When, What Would Taylor Do, What Are Swifties Listening To.
But send us
yeah.
voicemails and text messages. I mean,
text
I
yeah, and you have lots
too.
Of methods of contacting us. You can email us, taylortalk@taylorswift13.org. You can tweet us, @taylortalk13. You can send a voicemail on the website, or you could call or text area code 240-31-SWIFT. So all those methods are on taylortalk.org. Look it up, choose your favorite contact method, and send in the mini-segment submissions. We love them.
Yes, we do.
If you are late to the game, be sure to go tweet Belle at ifwejustbelieve on Twitter and wish her the happiest of happy birthdays. I know she's feeling old today, so make her feel better, okay? Thumbs up.
Happy birthday!
So for episode...
Happy birthday, Belle!
Happy birthday!
We love you!
Everyone
keeps interrupting me. Happy birthday, Belle!
This is a good reason to interrupt you.
Okay, fair point. Fair. Point taken. So, for episode 44 of Taylor Talk, the holiday edition, this has been Adam.
Maya.
Diane.
And Haley.
And Santa.
And Jellybean.
And Holly.
And Mistletoe.
Saying have a great day, guys. We will see you in 2 weeks.
We'll see you next year in 2013.
The year of Swift.
Yay. It's going to be an awesome year. I just know it.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Virtual hand hearts.
Virtual hand hearts, everyone.
Bye!
We are in no way directly affiliated with Taylor Swift.
Hi, guys! Oh, I know it's a surprise that you guys are hearing me on this podcast since I've been out celebrating birthday festivities, but I just wanted to pop in while I have a quick second and let you know that Maya's cat does a great impression of Meredith, and here it is.
Hey, are you going to sit down? Are you going to bug me? What are you doing? Okay, I'm gonna go with bug me.
Happy holidays, enjoy winter break, and we'll see you guys again in 2 weeks.